when you accompany people at the end of life and their families, you really stand on sacred ground with them. And you help them see the opportunities that are hidden in the burden of grief. The opportunity to speak truthfully to one another, to reconcile differences, to just give one another the gift of presence, and to heal, heal through a deep level of acceptance, and to entrust, you know, life is so complex. There are wounds in life that are too deep to heal fully in this life, and that just need to be entrusted to the work of eternity. And I think helping families realize that and just come together to be with one another, to bless one another, to be present in this life journey that eventually takes us out of life is a holy and sacred thing to do. Birth is a passage and so is death. And each of them requires, you know, just as birth requires welcoming arms, I think death requires sending arms of blessing. So a lot of the work that we do is really just helping people claim the goodness of love that travels with them.
During the three-day trial for First United and St. Francis Lutheran Churches, I was not able to stay through the whole trial and hear everybody's testimony because I was called to be with a man who was dying. And so it was just so entwined in all of our ministry. It's almost hard to remember how intense that grief was. We had a parishioner who said, you know, I stopped counting co-workers, loved ones, friends who died after 50. I just couldn't keep going, and that was within a year. I mean, it's hard to comprehend that much loss. So it was layer upon layer. You know, I was called into the nearby hospital where they came to know my work and would call me in. And, you know, it was just, it wasn't just our community, it was friends and people who had come from the Midwest who didn't have a place, and our community really became almost a hospice community, empowering them and walking with them. And so it really was sacred ground, walking the valley of the shadow, and having come from a place of my own sense of feeling previously hidden and disempowered and kind of caught in my own shame. And at that time, there really still was a shame message that was being given, that somehow you were sick, or you were evil, or you were just wrong somehow in God's eyes. And to be able to say, no, we're not here to pity you. We're here to accompany you and to bless you, and that you don't have to die feeling somehow shamed and rejected, but you can know that you are loved and cherished and respected.